good Monday morning. How's everybody doing today? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good Monday morning. We're going to take your Blue Monday, and we're going to make it a happy Monday. You're like, hey, how you going to do that, CA? Well, we got a way, don't we? We're going to make your day. Hope everybody's doing well. I hope you had a great Sunday. Whether it be online watching your churches, or if you were at church and worshiping the Lord with your mask on. You know, I know our times have changed and everything with our norm and all that. Hope you had a great day. Also, hope you had time, with your family, your friends, or whatever it may be. I know here in beautiful Faith Studio One, where I'm located at today in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, our iHeartRadio studio. It's been extremely hot. Now, yesterday, the humidity wasn't near as bad till late in the afternoon, so now we're supposed to be having some of those days. I want to keep in mind and keep in prayer later on for these two hurricanes that are coming in. And we definitely want to pray, especially for Houston, Texas. It looks like it may be making a little curve toward Houston as well, unless the path has changed. I haven't checked it this morning. And then we got another one coming in too. So my thoughts and prayers on everybody for their safety. And even though we're still dealing with the virus. Well, anyway, that being said, switching gears to happier moments on a Monday. The first thing I want to tell you is, before I tell you what's going to happen on our show, I want to give you my ministry line 24 hours, 24 by 7 days a week. You can call or you can text. Hey, CA, what's that phone number? You ready? Plug it in your phone under contacts. Just put the Morning Brew Christian Podcast prayer line, or the Morning Brew prayer line, whatever you want to call it. You ready? 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. I've had people say, does the texting really work? Yes, it does. And it goes directly to my phone, and I will text you guys back. No problem. Or if you want prayer requests on Messenger, you can message me if you follow and like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio. Let me give you the other networks real quick. I've had people ask me. So it's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcast now. They did away with the Google Play, so it's Google Podcast. And I'm on many others. I'm on, I said TuneIn. Okay. Let's see, what's those other ones? Let me think real quick. A little mind blank here, guys. I'm virtually all over. The best way to find me really is to just do the search. If you search me up, type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, you'll find me there. If you do tweeting, I'm on Twitter at Mornings Brew. And we always put positive things on, but please do like our Facebook page. Tell your friends about us. I do post the podcast show on there. Again, we're studying, especially this month and part of next month, maybe most of next month, the book of Revelations. I'm going through chapter 1 through 22 / Bible prophecy. That being said, also want to give you my email address. If you have any new music, any of my new music lovers out there, anybody that has anything they want to send me, attachments on biblical prophecy, I can share on the air. I don't necessarily have to give your name. If I do, it'd be first name only in the state. If you could just send that. It's morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, on a Monday, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. All right, well, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, we're going to indulge into that, and I'll be giving you some Bible study on Revelation chapter 4. Also, along with Revelation chapter 4, we're going to talk a little bit about our biblical prophecy. I want to talk about the false prophets a little bit, okay? What I've noticed. You don't always have to agree with what CA says, but it's all going to make sense, okay? So, Revelation chapter 4 / Bible prophecy of today is the false prophets out there. Okay, then I've got two or three back-to-back Christian music. We're going to do a mix, calling it Mix Up Monday. Okay. And I've got a great, here in just a minute, Bible study on a victorious Christian. Oh yes, he's in the building. Fan favorite, the deacon, the deke. He's here. He wants to say hi and all that and talk to y'all for a little bit. So we'll be standing by for that as well. All right, so let's get the jumping jacks going on a Monday. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. All right, in today's Bible devotion on a victorious Christian, you know, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, friends, and verse 26, Scripture reminds us that the Spirit also helps in our weakness. You know, we need to rely consistently on the Holy Spirit. We need to remember that Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are the dwelling place of the third persons of the Trinity. Why don't we rely on Him as we should? We don't realize how weak we are. We don't realize how strong our enemy is. We may even doubt if God is really going to help us, or we think that we can do it all ourselves. We've been there, haven't we? Or that we must. But we should ask Him to do all and take over in all of our lives. We should also tell Him how weak, helpless, unstable, unreliable we are. It is important that we stand aside and let Him, being God, take over in all choices and decisions. We know that the Holy Spirit prays for us, as I've read in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. And what a comfort that should be to the weakest of us all. You see, friends, a victorious Christian is one who, in spite of worries, inner conflicts, and tensions, is confident that God is in control and will be victorious in the end. So whatever our difficulties, whatever our circumstances, we must remember, as Quarantine Boom used to say, Jesus is victor. Okay, there we go. That's today's Bible devotion on a happy Monday, not a blue Monday, happy Monday. Stand by, I'm even going to make it more better for you. Fan favorite, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church is coming up. Band in. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Let's give him some crow this morning. What do you say? There you go. In Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon. How are you doing, sir?
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. How's everybody doing on a Monday morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show? On iHeartRadio, right, CA?
That's right. We're making these blue Mondays into a happy Monday.
That's right. You need to do that. We need to make sure we make people happy the best we can with a smile on their face.
That's right. Man, brother, you're feeling good. Looks like you're looking good yourself. Have you been losing some weight?
CA, I have lost. Are you ready for this? And you might as well give me a cheer and a round of applause, maybe a little bit of crow this morning after I tell you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you really, really ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah. All right, here we go. Give me the cheer first. And then I want you to give me some hand clapping, audience. The Deacon Vicks to tell you how much weight I've lost. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
I have lost 28 pounds.
Oh, my goodness gracious. 28 pounds, Mr. Deacon. Wow, I'm going to give you some extra crow for that, buddy. That's great. 28 pounds. And here I am. I'm still continual losing weight. I don't even know how much weight I've lost. You know, I've been on a water diet along with a Gatorade / water diet. And I love it. And I feel better. I'm on a sugar substitute now for my coffee. And I'm not drinking pumpkin spice. One, because I can't find it. And but you know what? It's okay. because I'm a happy camper.
That's right there, CA. And you know what? You don't even have to worry about it there, my friend, because God's got you. He's going to take care of you. And what, you just turned, 54?
Yes, I did. I turned 54 last Thursday. And look at that. We're going to get some cheering. You're doing that for me. All right, how about a round of applause? Yes, thank you. I'll give myself some crow while I'm at it, too, as well. Yes, I'm 54 years old. Turned 54 on Thursday. I feel good. You know, sure, I go through trials, tribulations. You know, Satan's really been after me when I've been working on this book of Revelations, on the Bible teaching. But you know what? God's got me, and he reminds me, hey, I've got you in the palm of my hands, and I'm going to take care of you. And not only me, he's going to take care of all my listeners out there. And but yes, sir, I am feeling good and happy and energized, I guess you could say, since I've been on dieting a little bit. And plus, I can breathe better, you know?
Well, how much weight do you think you lost?
Well, I'm going in for a physical, hopefully in September. I've got to get that scheduled up. Good thing you reminded me. Probably later this week. I've lost a lot of weight. Now, how much weight I've lost, I don't know until I get up there because I don't have a scale with me. But I know because my pant size, some of my pant sizes went down like one or two sizes, not to be telling everybody my business on the air. But, yeah, I'm happy. And, you know, God's been good to me. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. How's everything going at the Castleberry Baptist Church over in Tyler?
See, everything's going good. Now, we're still doing online, but we are doing church services. Everybody wearing the mask with the social distance. We've had to change some things around, but I'm going to tell you, CA, it's not bad. It's all been working out good, and we're just going to go into this new norm till we get the vaccine.
That's right. A lot of people are hesitant on the vaccine, and I'm not going to talk politicals on it, but a lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I'm going to take the vaccine. I don't know if I'm not going to take the vaccine. If it's 50%, I'm not going to take it. Well, I don't want to get into the political part of it. But I really believe in my heart that a vaccine will be found. Now, will this ever go away? I really seriously doubt it. Probably like everybody says, it's going to be like the flu. This is a bad plague we got, and it's a brand new virus. So I believe that God's going to utilize the scientists, someone's going to come up with the vaccine. And I agree, first, it should go to the people in the nursing home and the retirement centers and the senior citizens out there. And then just kind of, and people with the high underlying issues, kind of domino effect it, you know. But if we continue to be safe, like I am, I'm real safe. And, you know, sometimes even people that are safe can still catch this. So all we can do is just keep praying, keep believing, and put all of our hope, faith, and trust in the Lord.
That's right. Now, I just want to tell you real quick, I won't take up too much of your time because I know you're going to be teaching on Revelations chapter 4.
That's right.
Along with Bible prophecy about false prophets a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're going to really enjoy that. Before you get ready to go, I know we weren't going to be able to talk too long. Share with me what happened at the Turnip Cafe. In fact, was it yesterday?
That's right. It was yesterday. This lady, she ordered some food, right? And there was this guy out of the clear blue sky that bumped into her. She dropped everything. Now, when she dropped it all, she was so upset that your friend, the deacon, walked by. And I said, ma'am, let me help you. She was an older lady. I told you to sit down. I took care of everything. And in extra, I went on ahead and I paid for a meal for her. Even a little better meal, I should say, out of my heart. I paid for her a meal. And she greatly appreciated this. You know, it's such a cold world at times that we live in. And I think it was a deliberate bump that made her drop that tray. But I got to tell you something. She was so upset. But I went over there as a Christian and I kind of calmed her down. And told her to sit down. I'll take care of it. Miss Mildred, my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, she sat over there, and she tried to talk to a little bit too, mask to mask, social distance. But sometimes that's the part. We need caring people out there because it's a cold, cruel world at times out there.
That's right. That's right. Boy, what a testimony, brother friend. That's great.
Well, I know the Turnip Cafe knows me, and they were going to go ahead and say, oh, no, Deke, we'll take care of it. No, I said, I'm going to go ahead and pay you for her meal, a little better meal, give it a little bit more meat. Because it's almost like The Turnip Cafe is kind of like the first cafeteria that they have, if they still have any of those open. It's well known over there in Tyler.
Yeah, I bet it is. So good for you, buddy. Well, you have a safe trip. We're going to get rolling because of our radio show.
And I thank you, buddy. Is there anything you want to tell everybody? Y'all be safe. Keep social distances always. Wear your mask. And know that God's got you. And it's going to be okay. This is the Deacon signing out. Bye for now. Bye, Deke.
All right, here we go. Building 429 kicking it off. Where I Belong on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Good Monday morning.
Oh,
You are everything. Matthew West, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, good Monday morning, guys. Today I've got a little shorter lesson. We're going into the book of Revelation, chapter 4, and there's only 11 verses in chapter 4. So I'm going to read it to you, and you can follow along, or if you want to use your Bible app, tablet, whatever it may be, feel free. And then I'm going to give you kind of a brief breakdown on that. And then we're going to be talking about today's Bible prophecy, false prophets out there, okay? All right. It says in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, and we'll start off verse 1, says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must take place after this.' At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there in the appearance of jasper and carlin, a rainbow representing an emerald, and encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, the seven lamps were blazing, and there were seven spirits of God. Also, before the throne, there were what looked up like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, and the second was like an ox, and the third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around them, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sit on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before his thrones and say, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and there will be created and having their being." Amen. Amen. So, break down, what does the Revelation chapter 4 basically mean, CA? Well, chapter 4 is brief. Just like I said, there's only from chapter 1 through chapter 11. But friends, it sets the stage for much of the rest of the Revelation, if you think about it. It also makes a transition from John's description of things, which he described, which are or were, and at the time he wrote, to the things that which are yet to happen. You know, again, at least at the time he wrote, among interesting properties of this passage, that the word church no longer appears in Revelation until the very end when we get to that, when it is only used to repeat that churches should take the message seriously. This absence of references of the church supports the view that those who believers will be taken up in the rapture and not subject to the tribulation. The passage also opens up when John was referring again to the voice which sounded like a trumpet, the voice which was mentioned if you go back to Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, and later identified as Jesus. Here the voice calls up John, which seems to mean to heaven and shows the events which will happen in the future. And you can even reread that in the book of Revelations 1 and 2. And again, next you see that John sees a vision in the Spirit. He sees what? 24 thrones with each elder dressed in white, surrounding the throne of God. And those 24 elders on the throne may symbolize the patriarchs and the tribes of Israel, plus the 24 apostles. John describes the throne in the terms of gemstones, which are associated in certain symbolic ideas. This is also a sea of glass and four fantastic creatures. Now, if you go, you can find that and you can reread that in the book of Revelation chapter 4, verses 3 and 6. Also, friends, John describes these creatures as animals. Some commentators that have talked suggested that each of these animals embodies traits parallel to the deception of Christ, in which one of the four Gospels, that these creatures seem to be consistently praising God. In response to their praise, the 24 elders fall in worship, casting their crowns down before God, as we read in Revelation chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. So basically, the book Revelation means an unveiling or a disclosure, okay? This writing unveils the future events such as the rapture. There are three series of judgments that will fall on the earth during the tribulation. that emerge of the Antichrist, the persecution, keep in mind, of Israel and her amazing rival, as well as Jesus' second coming with his saints to the earth, the judgment of Satan and his followers, and finally, the eternal state, the context combined with the original Greek term, akapalaism, which is referred to as an end-of-the-world scenario or an apocalypse. So that gives you some idea on chapter 4. So that opens the stage of what's going to be happening. How about that? I mean, you know, we go back and we read this, and I mean, a rainbow resembling in the emeralds encircled in the throne, surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones. Seated on them were 24 elders, dressed in white, had crowns of gold on their heads. And like it was saying in the book of Revelations, going on to chapter 5, just to recap one more time, from the throne flashes a lightning and thunder and the pearls of the thunder, but before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, that was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. About that. And then, you know, it goes on that each of these four living creatures had six wings and they were covered in with the eyes around them. Day and night, they never stopped saying, just like that song that we praise and worship, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Now, I may be off key on my singing. Just praising, continual praise. But that's just the introduction part. And then we get to chapter 5 later on, and then I'll be able to even discuss more. Doesn't it just like take your breath away? I mean, before I talk about Bible prophecy, doesn't it just take your breath away? It does mine. It's hard to fathom, even as a Christian, living forever and ever, and we're praising and worshiping our God, our Creator, our Father God. Yes, we have earthly dads. I'm an earthly dad for my kids. Yes, we have earthly moms. But you know what? We get to heaven, bow down before Him, and worship Him and thank Him for everything He's done. I'll tell you what, I could spend hours, but I'm not going to do it to make the podcast show very long. But I will tell you this, that there has been amazing things in my life. And I think it's in everybody. It has to be in everybody's life. Is, wow, how did I get to where I am now, or to where I was back then, to where I am now? Because God takes your life, being the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. God can be everywhere. He can be everywhere. He knows everything about it. You're like, how, CA? How? Because He's God. He knows everything. He knows what I'm doing. He knows what Sam's doing. He knows what Julie's doing. Whomever it may be, He's right there. And He never leaves your side. I tell you, I feel the Spirit so strong today at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. And you know, He has talked to my heart a lot. You can be working and you can just feel the touch of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be a good day for you. Anyway, just keep all that in mind and look forward to sharing chapter 5. If you do have any questions on chapter 4, I want you to text me on my text line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text. If you want to know about Jesus Christ, we're here for you. We'll surely help you. Can't make you, but we'll help you. I encourage you to know Him because it's very important. We are living last days and time. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, real quickly, before I end our podcast show on iHeartRadio, there is something that I wanted to share with you guys, and that's a little bit of another Bible prophecy about false prophets. I'm not going to do any readings because there's so many readings of false prophets. I just want to tell you what to look out for, okay? When you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, remember I was saying that, you know, that God is three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you're out visiting churches, or if you're at a church and you've been going to a church and you've had questions and maybe you met the pastors. In today's time, and I don't have nothing against the mega churches, in today's time, you really can't, a lot of the mega churches, it's hard to meet the pastors. Now, there are good mega churches out there, and there are falsified mega churches out there. I got to tell you, and I just want to take a little bit of time out, please be careful. If you're visiting churches, which is good, once things start opening up, or if you're watching online churches, be sure what and what not in your heart that God's telling you, that God's speaking to you in your heart and saying, well, I don't know about this. Let me tell you, let me share a quick little story. And I've shared it before, and then I'll just continue on a little briefly about Bible prophecy. Back many, many decades ago, I went with a friend to go visit a church. And we get there, and I wanted to sit up closer. I absolutely knew nothing about the church. I figured it was Bible believing, Bible teaching. At least that's what the Google said back in the early days of the computer. So I get there. Me and my friend get there, and I said, I want to sit here. Well, we got this roped off. I said, okay, and said, you'll sit here. I said, okay. I said, may I ask? He said, yeah, because we're going to have people fall. In other words, it was staged. We're going to have people fall, and we want you to not sit here. I said, oh. Then I look over to my left, and I see the, senior pastor getting caked on with makeup. The guy looked like he was at least, probably not even my age, maybe 54, and they're literally caking makeup on him. And then you see in the choir, the lady, their ladies, they're powdering the ladies down, they're powdering the men down, and I was like, oh boy. Friends, God had spoke to my heart. I told my friend, we got to get out of here. So we get up and we leave because there was no way. I knew right then and there it was falsified. Well, how do you know that, CA? Because God spoke to me in my heart and said, CA, get out of there. This is not church. It's showtime. I mean, the pastor had a tuxedo. Hello, a tuxedo to preach in? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Things like that, you've got to be careful. You got to be careful on your Bibles. Make sure if you go to Bible bookstores, Mardell's is really a good one, by the way. They're still around. Or if you go online to Lifeway, I've ordered on them before too. Since their stores are closed, they still do online. Let me tell you, pastor friends, people that know me, yes, you can order stuff, communion cups, whatever it may be, through Lifeway. Or Mardell's, all these ones. Mardell's and Lifeway. I'm not trying to put a sponsor out on them. I will tell you that they're great Christian bookstores. I will tell you this. There's several versions of the Bible. The King James Version, you got the King James Version, you got the New American Standard Version, or they call it the NIS, I'm sorry, in the New American Standard, NAS, okay? Then you got the NIV, which is a little easier to read at times. It's a newer international version that a lot of people read out of. It's the same thing, it's just they may change a few words here and there, but it's still Bible-believing, Bible-teaching. They're not going to give you a falsified book and sell that one to you. There's all kinds of Bibles out there. Just be careful. Be careful. And I will tell you, yes, as we get to the book of Revelations, yes, there are falsified prophets out there. What's the number one thing if you've noticed on TV or if you've noticed maybe on your Facebook account or someone shares something? What is one thing you notice that some of the preachers ask for? Money. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's two well-known pastors. One of them's at a megachurch, and another one's another megachurch. There's actually two megachurch pastors. There's even more. I ain't going to give a list of names because I don't want to upset anybody, okay? Whatever church you go to, that's between you and the Lord, okay? Whoever you support is between you and the Lord. So you don't always have to go by what CA says. These guys got private jet planes. There was one guy that's a mega church pastor that said, got on the air one day and he says, and God told me to purchase an airplane, my own private airplane. I need $25 million of this. And I'm thinking, oh boy. And I used to listen to this guy. I said, no, cut that off. And then you got another one. Well, God spoke to me about a $1.8 million home that I need to get. Okay. You see what I'm saying? We the church, we the people, yes, we should give and tithe and everything, but where's this tithing going? Is it purchasing airplanes? Is it purchasing new homes, $1.8 million homes? That's their business. That's between them and God Almighty. And homes are nice. I got realtor friends that listen online, and I tell you, more power to you. Real estate market's really going good. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't take a home. You can't to heaven. Because you know why? As we will talk about, up in heaven, God's got many mansions, better than what we got down here. Now, I'm not down on my real estate friends that sell homes all across America. That's great. I'm glad. I hope your business prospers. Sounds like it is the way I'm seeing on the economy. I'm saying you can't take even that. And Billy Graham even said one time, you can't carry a U-Haul full of money. Let me share one more story with you while we're talking about this false prophecy and everything. And then we'll bounce back a bit and then we'll call it on our show. Back a long time ago, I shared this on the air. There was a lady. Her husband was a millionaire. Wasn't a billionaire, he's a millionaire. And he had died, passed away. And one of his wishes was to take X amount of money, I have no idea, fill it in the casket, and bury him in it. Well, she went along with his wishes. She filled it up with $100 bills and $20 bills. And true story. And as they lowered the casket, she said, wait a minute. Now, normally when they do lower the casket like that, they wait for all family members to, in respect for the family members. For some particular reason, this particular lady said, wait. Gravediggers said, okay, what's the problem? Lift it back up, get all the money out that's in there, put it in the bag. I want it because he can't take it with him. You see what I'm saying? That's the point. You can't take things with you. You just can't. But there's one thing you can take, and that's getting it right with Jesus Christ. That's your soul. Because your soul has got to make a decision, either going to heaven to be with Jesus Christ and live forever and have a happy life. You don't have to worry about having glasses. You have 20/20 vision. You don't have to worry about arthritis medicine. You don't have to worry about your knees, your leg. God's going to take care of all that. You're going to be in a new body. Your soul, you're just going to be brand new with a new name written up in glory. Or you deny Christ, which I never would do that, and I never would recommend anybody to do that. And then you're going into a lake of fire where you're already seeing hate. You're already seeing in the world, you see people hate. You see people killing people. You see people downing God, which I hate people that, I mean, I don't hate people. I hate it when people down God. I do. Sometimes I just have to walk away. Cursing and things like that. You don't want that, do you? Think about it. Like I said, if I can help you on it, I want to help you. Me or my ministry team, ministry people out there, we'd love to help. Regardless, get it right with God. And get it right now. Pray for the Holy Spirit to come in and intertwine with you. And give your whole heart and soul to Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, that's the greatest free gift you could ever. And you're going to feel better about yourself. And yeah, you're going to have challenges. Yeah, you're not going to know everything about the Bible. That's okay. As long as you have Him in your heart, can't go wrong. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, in closing on the Bible prophecy with the false prophets out there, there's a lot of them. All I can tell you is please be careful. Now, there are really good, true pastors out there. But you'll know in your heart when God speaks to you and says, hey, like He did with me, walk away, kindly walk away. Don't throw like a scene, just privately walk away. If the worship's good, I've been at churches where the worship's been good, but the preacher's been, and I'm not saying anybody that I know right now, dead, dull, and boring, you know. You can tell when you're in a church that's alive Or if you're in a church that, well, we've got a good feel-good feeling today, and we want you to feel better, and it's all about this. No, we need to get to the basics of Revelations. We need to get to what's going to be happening in today's time. We need to wake up America and realize Christ is coming back. When he's coming back, we'll never know, but we got to be God-ready pastor friends all across America. Children's church directors, same thing. Youth pastor, same thing. I mean, I know I'll get on my high horse about this. I'll get off the soapbox. But you see what I'm saying? We've got to be the ambassadors and the mouthpiece. And you know what? Even those of y'all that are not ministers or children's church directors or youth minister, look, no matter what, you're an ambassador for Christ. I've had many missed opportunities of people I know that if I could just literally kick myself and say, hey, you should have told them about Jesus Christ. And love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you'd love yourself. Bring love back into America, not hate. America isn't about hate. America's about love. Think about all that. Anyway, I know I've rambled. Just please be careful. Be selective on your churches. That's all I pretty much want to say on that. Okay, later on, I don't know if I'll be back on the air tomorrow, maybe the next day, as far as Revelations chapter 5. Okay, so let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray, dear Jesus, that you just be with us. And God, I just pray you just watch over, God, and protect us. Father God, I just pray that you would keep us healthy and strong on a Monday. When we do get discouraged, we know we can come to you and get uplifted and be encouraged through you. And we got other people that are with us and that are praying for us. Be it the ones that are sick, touch and heal them. And we just pray that this vaccine will be found. And we know it will, and it's all in your time. And we love you, and we thank you for everything you do. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up on a Monday. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope you enjoyed the Book of Revelation, Chapter 4. Coming up, Chapter 5, the Book of Revelation. Friends, I want you to remember to that the sun does rise on the other side. Enjoy life and have a great and marvelous Monday. CA getting ready to turn the lights off at Faith Studio 1, beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Have a great day. Bye for now.